guys, this is your fearless leader from Real Talk Live 216. We are here on a nice, beautiful, warm Saturday on May 16th, 2020. Your fearless leader haven't had a chance to go outside and experience the sunshine, but I experienced it from my own window, where it was nice and warm and had my own little island up in here. But anyway, just wanted to welcome you guys to Real Talk Live 216 this evening. I want to welcome all of our radio listeners and all of our streaming listeners from Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, and iHeartRadio. Yes, iHeartRadio. It seemed like our streaming platform is getting larger by the moment. And I just want to thank you guys for just encouraging me and Miss Riley Rail, and just constantly and consistently coming and listening to us every Saturday at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. We couldn't do it without you. Also want to give a special thanks to our new Facebook and Twitter followers. I want to thank you guys for joining us here on today. And also we want to say please connect with us live right now while we're here on Blog Talk Radio. You can connect with us live at Twitter, which is at RealTalkLive216. Let me say that again. Our Twitter is at RealTalkLive216. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/RealTalkLive216. And our email is RealTalkLive216@Hotmail.com. Leave us all your comments. Leave us all your suggestions. We would definitely like to hear from you and hear what you guys got to say. There's so much we got to talk about today, guys. I saw your videos. I've read your comments. And a little bit, in a few minutes from now, I'm going to actually go over some of the things you guys said about our current topic for this evening. But I want to put that on hold for just 1 second before I get there, okay? One last thing, if you guys want to reach us this evening, you can reach us this evening via live. Talk to us live here on the air. Our number is 516-453-9476. That's 516-453-9476. If you guys want to talk to us live and you want to actually, you know, give a comment or suggestion or question, make sure you press 1 so that you can be plugged into our studio, okay? All right, once again, that number is 516-453-9476. All right, so you guys are probably wondering, is the fearless leader in the studio by himself this Saturday? No, he's not. He got his girl back here with him, Ms. Riley Well. She is back in the studio.
Hey, everybody. I missed you guys. Glad to be back.
She is back. She is feeling much better. Thank you guys for the prayers. Saw some of y'all comments. Thank you.
It was not COVID-related, guys. We have some other things going on.
Yes.
God is good.
All the time. God is good. That's right. So she is back. I know you guys love her. I've heard everything. Well, I think one person told me, I think it was my nephew. My nephew said, Miss Riley Rail?
Well, thank you, nephew, because the fearless leader was rolling without me. You hear me? That train was rolling without me. But today I was able to jump on the bike. Okay, I was able to hitchhike today.
I see.
So what's on the agenda?
Yes. We are going to be talking about team online dating versus team old school dating. Your fearless leader, hey, he from the old school. But just because I'm from the old school, it doesn't mean that I can't adapt to the new school. So we're gonna be on teams today, Ms. Riley Rail. Okay. We both, and you know, once, you know, I say how I feel about my team, she gonna say how she feel about her team. And then we guys gonna let it, and then after that, guys, we're gonna take it to the airways and we're gonna let to see what you guys think about team online dating versus team old school dating. What team you want to start on? Do you want to be on a fearless leader team where you can start on my starting five and you ain't got to worry about coming off the bench? Or do you want to be on Miss Relly Rail's team where you got to, like, earn your points? You feel me? You got to earn your points. You may not get a chance to start based upon what you said.
You ain't producing.
You know,
you're water boy.
Because if you ain't producing on her team, you might go for, you might go be on a varsity team or the starter team.
Be gone, bums. Be gone. Stop love out here. You got to earn your kick. You got to earn your kick. Okay?
So,
you can go over there to the courtesy team. Everybody welcome with the fearless leader. But, hey, you got to audition over here. You got to be able to hang glide.
Did you hear y'all? She said, this ain't no free auditions up in here. You want to put some work in here.
You got to earn it.
Okay? Like the song, like, work.
Hey.
But anyway. So I just want to let you guys know first and foremost how it's going down because Miss Relly Rail, she conducts her team a certain way, and the fearless leader conducts his team a certain way. So it all depends where you fall. Do you fall in the team online dating or do you fall in team old school?
So fearless leader, what team would you be representing today? Because you know I'm either or.
I'm representing team old school.
Okay.
Because that's where I come from. That's where I recognize where I come from.
Okay.
I'm from the old school. I got an old school flavor, but a new school style. Well, I like that. I got an old school flavor with a new school style. And I got to ask that.
Yeah,
that
you won for 99. You won for 200.
I like that. But, oh, and also, guys, before we get into our topic, we also have some things we're going to do different this particular episode and moving forward. So there's three things I want to cover. First thing, the fifth caller. So ain't nobody out here calling today. I don't know why, but anyway. But our fifth caller is going to be able to be our special call-in co-host today, talking about team online dating versus team old school dating. And then our sixth caller is going to be able to win a what? A $25 gas card. So if you out there and you trying to wait to that fifth caller, you better hit them lines, cause if it don't, I'm gonna save it to the next week. But anyway, give us a call. Once again, that number is 516-453-9476. Make sure you press 1. And then last but not least, Ms. Relly Rail brought this to my attention maybe a week and a half ago, and I'm going to leave it up to you guys. I'm going to put it on our social media platforms, and I'm going to let you guys give your votes as to what you guys like to do. Thinking about switching the show over to Sundays, maybe say Sunday at 6:30, maybe Sunday at 7, maybe Sunday at 5:30, but it will definitely be on a Sunday evening. But I wanted to first to see what you guys thought about it. Do you think the fearless leader and Ms. Relly Rail should still stay locked down on prime time on Saturdays at 7? Or would you guys like to have us come on Sunday where we can give y'all a little more flavor, a little bit of everything else on top of it? So let us know. Give us your comments. Give us your vote at all of our different streaming devices and our social media platforms. And like I said before, I'm going to have it up on our Facebook page where you guys can cast your votes. And then you also can send me emails to let me know what you guys think. And then next Saturday, we'll reveal the results, okay? All right, sounds great. All right, man, I am excited about this topic this evening, guys, because like I said before, I am from Team Old School. So if you guys are team old school out there and you feel like the fearless leader do, then I want to hear from you. But before we do all that, let's take a real quick commercial break. And we come back, we are going to introduce this topic. And since, you know, I always say, you know, Queen Latifah says ladies first, I'm going to let Miss Relly Rail go first and let her state her case. because I like to come behind and get my closing arguments, you know, and then as we go in our closing arguments, you guys can chime in and call us here on the phone. Okay? How does that sound? All right, good. So going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce this topic.
Real Talk Radio, changing lives, one conversation at a time. This is Sean Hilliard, and you have been listening to Real Talk Live 216. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Do you feel taken advantage of by your security company? Are you having difficulty in trying to talk to a live person? Experiencing billing problems and false alarm fees? Or better yet, just doesn't feel like your business doesn't matter? Then give AAP a call today at 216-321-1369 or toll free at 1-877-371-2288. AAP, where they're celebrating 30 years of service.
All right, guys, we are back. Yes. You guys make sure, you know, when we plug in these commercials and these sponsors, man, you guys make sure you show some love to my man, Mr. Al Lewis over at Advanced Federated Protection, where he keep you safe anytime, any place, anywhere. That's AFP. So give them a call, 216-321-1369. Tell them that your fearless leader from Real Talk Live 216 sent you. And he will get you squared away with your security, because I feel like the best security and the best protection you can have is the security of your loved ones and the security of yourself. So give him a call today, all right? All right. So let's get into this topic, Ms. Riley Rail, okay? I wanted to call it rock, paper, scissors. That was kind of cheesy. I got it from.
Yes, it was.
Got it from this.
Yes, it was. Yes. It had nothing to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of cheesy. But here we go. Let me introduce you to you guys. It says, if you had a preference or choice when it comes to dating, which team would you want to be on? Would you want to be on Team Online Dating? That's Ms. Riley Rail. Or would you want to be on the Fearless Leader team, which is Team Old School? It seems like when it comes to Generation X, Generation Y, and finally Generation Z, each one of them have a choice and preference they prefer. Is their preference based on this following quote? A picture is worth a thousand words. Or, I have to see it before I can believe it. We live in a world where everything pretty much is run by this one word, instant. Or one better, quick, fast, and a hurry. I often hear people say, I just don't have time. Or, bruh, man, this is just doing too much. But whatever happened to old school, old fashioned dating? Are they out there? Or has this online dating has erased them from everyone's memory? Well, on today, Saturday, May 16, 2020, you're going to have a chance to cast your vote as to which team you want to star on. Will it be Fearless Leader Squad? Or will it be Miss Riley Rail Squad? You guys make the choice. There ain't no judgment here, guys. There ain't no judgment zone here. You just state your case and come forth. So I'm going to let Ms. Riley Rail go first. She is on Team Online Dating. She has the floor. She can approach the bench and talk to y'all, which is y'all the judge, okay? Y'all the judge. She going to state her case. And then after she done, Ms. Finish going to do his. All right, here we go. Go ahead, Ms. Riley Rail.
Okay, guys, as our previous leader stated, I will be advocating, I will be advocating for Team New School, okay? Because that's what I do. So I am for Team New School, and he's calling on Team Internet. That's a sticks and stones may break my bones, but you got the right one. All right. So dating now is very hard for those who are, you know, looking for that special someone. And our previous leader is right. Quick, fast, okay? So the internet has allowed us to, you know, explore numerous options, not just with shopping and everything else, but with dating, okay? And from what I've been told, I have not tried internet dating, but from what I've been told, it is just the best because individuals who are shy, it allows them to still meet new people. So I think that is a plus. It also allows you to be in or on, be in a chat room or on a site where individuals have the same common goal. There might be a chat room for ready to be married, just trying to kick it, team Netflix and chill. So everybody is on the same page and is not deceitful in that way. Okay, so if I am single but I'm tired of that, you know, dinner for lunch, I go on there and I get in this little marriage site. So hopefully the individuals on this site already know what it is, okay? So it's like serious buyers only, okay, on this lot. If you're trying to rent, get off, okay? This ain't no lease. Okay, but you got the wrong lot. This is serious buyers only. Okay, so I enjoy that. I enjoy a platform where I find that individuals are more translucent about themselves because it feels like you could just type away. So in that way, you don't really see the person's expression. So you think, you know, they're okay with you having a pet peeve of hearing people breathe too heavy, like, well, name your pet peeve, or because it's like, I hate to hear people breathe. And they're like, oh, okay. And you might be thinking, like, oh, this person accepts me. And really, you don't see them on the screen, like, this girl crazy. You know, so it allows you to share a little bit more. And another thing that I think is productive with internet dating is that you don't have to get the cops involved, okay? Because they got so much going on, and sometimes, you know, Roscoe does not get the hint that it's over, I'm not studying you. You know, you give them the phone number, you got to block them, then they go buy another phone, and then you answer hello, and it's Roscoe, and you're like, oh, my God, blocking you on this one, so I done block Roscoe on 5 lines. No. Internet, I ain't feeling you. I ain't logging on. Okay, bye.
Bye.
You can try 1,000 sites. Done. And what I do like about internet dating, and this is something that some individuals find controversial, and some would agree that, you know, it's okay. It allows you to do that. Date. Explore your options in a respectful, authentic, honest way. I think sometimes we miss out on that. I think, you know, we move too fast with locking people down. For women, I think it's we're creatures who we know what we want. Don't take all day. So it can be a room of 15 people. We didn't have a conversation with all 15. And you ask that woman, she's going to know 3 and 5.
Okay.
3 and 5.
Okay.
But then you sit down with that brother and he 1 through 15. They all was wonderful. They all was great, you know. So she knows what she wants, and then she's probably going after it. And, you know, nobody else has a chance. She's going to be polite, but she knows, boom, 3 and 5. So
okay.
I think sometimes what happens with that is they begin to invest all their time in this one individual, and then 3, 4, 5 years go down, and it doesn't work or it may not work. And then you're like, oh, I locked in on you and you want the one versus just dating where you have multiple individuals who you're conversing with,
okay,
getting to know. And then that way it'll help you learn, you know, I never knew that I would like somebody who's an introvert. I thought I would have liked someone who's extroverted, but, and Danny is, you know, an introvert. So I'm feeling him a little bit more, but I like, you know, how fun Penny is. Chris is. I think that's amazing. And then you got Thomas, who, you know, he just don't know what he's doing, but he got a good heart. He's all over the place. He's a dreamer. So it kind of helps you decipher those negotiables, those non-negotiable things you want, things you don't want. And I think that's just one of the numerous perks of internet dating. It just allows you to explore more and really be a little more translucent, and just it expands your horizons to more people. So that's why I do not put down the new school with the internet and quick and fast. I think this is a generation of right now where everything, you know, tomorrow is not promised.
Right.
And I say, you know, old school, I get it. You know,
yeah.
You want to take your time and things of that nature. But the internet is saying you better get to swiping left or right because you're going to mess around and you snooze, you lose. So, and even with the stats of internet dating, I'm always, you know, in awe and interested and elated by the types of relationships that really soar with individuals who started with that internet dating. So, you know, non-judging to each his own, but it appears to be very positive, fun, safe, new, and I think that's more so the issue with the internet dating in itself. It's new, and I think people just automatically disregard or are fearful of stuff that's new, okay? So my thing is, my question would be for you, fearless leader.
Yes.
And those who are just king old school stuck on your old school stuck in the way.
Wow.
Later,
wow.
Open.
Somebody need to object on these phone lines.
But I'm just saying how, okay, tell me, what's the difference in talking on the phone and meeting your match and talking through the web and meeting your match? So y'all missing me with that. Y'all missing me with coming with that whole, oh, internet is so bad. You did it on the phone. You talked to 5, 6 in the morning, and it wasn't a problem. So, yeah, fearless leader. Get your little argument
and
together because I
want to
hear this.
Wow. All I got to say, guys, is you need to do one thing for me because it ain't going to be a one-man show tonight. So you guys better get on the phone and you guys better call 516-453-9476 and press 1 because you guys are the jury and you guys can chime in anytime you feel like it. And object to.
I ain't even mad, guys. It's nice outside. Y'all out here enjoying the day that God made.
Hello.
I get it. Do it for me one time.
Yeah.
Chime in after. We had individuals to chime in online.
Yeah, we did.
We were talking about dating. I'm going to ask that the fearless leader.
Yes.
Maybe try to get some of the responses of those individuals so we can share.
Yes.
Because there's other ways that you can share.
Yes.
So we're not selfish. We want you to enjoy the day.
Yes.
Take it up because this is Cleveland, Ohio. It'll be snowing by morning. All right. You know it will. So enjoy it and fearless leader.
Yes.
If you could get some of the response.
I am so glad she threw the ball back in my court, guys, because it's going to make her arguments that she said about her little team. What's it called? New school? Yeah, something like that. But it's gonna tear her little house down because I only got no
secrets,
guys.
Please stop. Let's hear it. We don't need all this extra. Just.
So this is what was posed this week. It says dating, old school versus new school. Dawn in Cleveland, Ohio says, old school dating is best because why? You are meeting in person and interpersonal communication is what? Key. That is from my girl from Dawn from Cleveland, Ohio.
I agree, Dawn, but also there are individuals who are extremely shy. Those who might be a little self-conscious and want that individual to get to know them. We all know that we are in a world today where people are materialistic and superficial, and we miss out on a lot of individuals because of the exterior. So the internet allows people to get to know you. So there are some people who, you know, keyboard bang, and then there are some people who just need that additional platform that allows them to be them with all the extraness. Because we know at the end of the day, with dating, okay, yes, one-on-one, she could be fine, brick house.
Yeah, you know, she's up there.
Beautiful, like sunshine, you know, that type of thing. But at the end of the day, whoa, them earrings can't pay my bills, okay?
Ooh.
That nice little sundress, okay, can I take that to the bank? Is that going to hold me when I'm sick? So I need to know you. Okay.
How you doing?
So, yes, I do agree. Face-to-face, it's amazing. But there are some individuals who just get intimidated by that because they
you know,
feed off of people's energy,
okay,
vibe. And then I know I'm a person, like, I don't have a poker face.
Okay.
So if you see something that's a little off the wall, you're going to get that.
Okay.
Like, check, please. You know, so I don't know if I'm the type you really want to sit across from.
Hello.
So I think you might want to just jump on that keyboard and log in because that's something about me that I'm unable to control like this time.
Wow.
So
wow.
I get it, I agree. Face-to-face, but the internet lets you do both. Got it.
All right, next one.
I'll try.
This is from my girl, Miss Relly Girl, from Valerie from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Cleveland is putting people on blast today.
Okay.
Valerie says, I have tried both. You hear me?
Okay.
Same end results here. Nothing. I'd rather old school, but you have to be out somewhere in order to be seen. At 50, hey, my outings are somewhat limited. What you got to say about that, Ms. Relly Girl?
Your outings are limited.
She says at 50, which means 50. She's 50 years old. At 50.
I know what that means.
Oh, okay.
Two quarters. That's what it means.
Two quarters.
She earned her two quarters.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And maybe the part of the silver sneakers, honey, but that's what makes you shine. Okay?
Okay.
You are only. Ms. Valerie, let me say this.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing that comment, but I am a firm believer. You are only as old as you feel, okay?
Okay.
So if you out here feeling and, you know, and got the energy and the vibes of a spring chicken, then we need to get in them spring destinations, okay?
Okay.
There's not an age limit on a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
There's not an age limit on a coffee spot, on a roller rink. There's no age limit when you want to go to the movies. There's no age limit when we want to get out here and ski. There's no age limit to get out here and horseback ride. Ms. Valerie, you can do it.
Oh.
Okay?
There's
no age limit when you walk up in there at Second Avenue to Tabernacle. We're going to get them from church, Ms. Valerie.
He coming in a high day. He coming.
Yes. We can do a nice boat ride. Miss Valerie, okay, we could do a nice walk downtown to a nice eatery on Taco Tuesday.
Hello.
You see, so the activities are vast. They are as large as you can think and as small as you just you think. So it's all on you, Miss Valerie. But you can, okay, and if you need some encouragement, shout out to Ready Real's grandmama.
Okay.
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 Gertrude.
Old school.
Okay. My grandmother is a beautiful angel.
Yeah.
She's up there, and my grandma is out here rolling. Okay. And bowling, okay, and at restaurants,
knocking
okay,
down
and at karaoke, okay, and just as sophisticated and classy as she wants to be. But at the end of the day, when that head hits that pillow, you better believe it's rested because she done ran the fumes off of it.
Okay,
so come through, Valerie.
Okay.
So I just want to hear, Valerie, that you come back and tell us something that you have implemented, hopefully, of some of this, and these are just some ideas. Even if you're a homebody, that's okay. Ms. Valerie, we got Netflix, we got Hangout, House Party on the phone, so it can be done.
All right. I'm out here doing triple things up here, y'all. I'm up here chatting with my girl Valerie, let her know what Ms. Relly Girl said. So I said this, guys. I said, Ms. Relly Girl said, you need to get out here.
No.
No? What you want me to tell Valerie?
What I shared with her.
Okay.
It's only as old. Tell her to tune in and then tell her that Relly Girl said that she's only as old as she feels, that there isn't an age limit on a lot of activities. So do not put an age limit. Do not put a limit on herself.
Okay.
Love is endless.
Okay. So Ms. Relly Girl said she is only old as she feels.
As old
as she feels.
You're going to have Ms. Valerie trying to come and knock me out. Read the next comment, please.
All right. This comes from Ms. Bonita. You know Miss Vanita, she's a frequent caller on Real Talk Live 216. She says this plain and simple, Miss Really Well.
Okay.
She says, and she put this all in quotes and capital, old school for sure. And then she took me back to Friday, the first movie. And you know this, man.
Okay, I need a little more substance with that. I agree, old school for sure.
Okay.
Old school are for those individuals who are those social butterflies. I really feel that they are for the old school are for those who enjoy the chivalry, enjoy the face to face, enjoy you know, that 1-on-1. However,
okay,
that still can be implemented to this day. Okay, so we like that old school, yes. But I would say, is that accurate? Because last time I checked, when we like something, we continue to go back. And no matter how many options are thrown at us, guess what? We go back to what we like. I'm a butter pecan girl.
Yes, she is.
To the core. And I have ventured out and I have tried salty caramel. I have ventured out, and I have tried my Butterfinger smoothie. I've tried that. But at the end of the day, butter pecan, hands down, okay? So it's to say, when you like something, you're loyal to it. My question would be, if it worked, if it were never broken, why aren't people loyal to that old school dating?
Ooh.
Why is it such a business that has gone so fast? Why is it so many websites, so many groups for this if there isn't a need? People only support what they want, and it is huge. So along the way, it couldn't have been that beneficial.
We got a call.
It could not have been, like, working like that. It
could
have been so fast. So that's my question, and it's not shooting it down, but that is a genuine question I have. If old school is so popular, so great, why are we excelling with the internet? Why?
Mm.
People don't entertain things that don't work.
So, Ms. Really Real, I leave the option to you. We can go to a call right now, or we can go to our next comment that just came in a few minutes ago. Okay, because we're getting hot up in here.
You fortune, I'm cool as a cucumber.
You gotta
find somebody.
Ooh.
Right now, when I say I'm winning with this team internet,
ooh,
I'm winning.
Uh-oh, Miss Medina's on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, Lord. We gotta get this together. All right, here we go. Let's get Miss Benita on the phone and let's see what she got to say.
And Miss Benita is the individual who said old school.
And you know this man.
That's who she
Hello.
Is. All right.
You're on the air on the line with the fearless leader, Miss Really Well. What is your comments this evening?
Well, Miss Really Well, first off, I have to say welcome back. I'm so happy to hear your voice on the radio today. So I just have to say welcome back. And you know this,
thank you. I was
man.
Tempted to go out and walk in the trees and, you know, run down the street like everyone else. But no, safety first. So thank you. So let's hear about your views on this dating.
But before you do, did you hear what, hey, Ms. Benita, she clapped back on your comment about.
Don't say clap back. I had a question. Bunny, I heard it too. Don't try to get something going on because you came home to town. Remember back in the day, you get your friends to jump in? Yeah, jump in the phone and help the fearless leader because he's thinking right now.
All right, Miss Benita in the coach zone. Are you on team old school or are you on team we don't know about nothing about new school?
You a hater. That's not what it is. Old school dating or new school dating. Hater.
You know, Miss Really Real, Fearless Leader has definitely stacked the deck this evening. So we're going to acknowledge that the deck is definitely stacked. However, I must say I am definitely team old school. I don't want to be showing up. I don't want to feel the vibe of your keyboard courage. I have a hard enough time filtering through your representative in person. Don't show up wearing sunglasses. I need you to hold doors. I need you to pay for meals. I need you to do all the traditional things that come with dating. So you are not dating me through a computer. This is not, I am not zapping Roger. There is no computer love here.
Okay, so what is the difference between computer love and telephone love? Because remember, back in the day, I'm coming. Because back in the day, you know, when old school, we really going to go old school, mama would let you go down the porch. Remember, she said in the window, it's you and Henry right there. Okay, you had about just 10 minutes on the phone, and then somebody pick up, hello, mama, hang up, I'm on the phone. But what is the difference with telephone, which were okay, and internet?
Telephone is something that develops over time. You know, I didn't really know Mr. Telephone Man either back in the day. So I guess a matter of preference. I never knew. I didn't get to sit and talk on my mother's telephone all day. That was her phone. That was not my phone. If I wanted to talk to somebody, and perhaps that is what has happened, perhaps I am conditioned for face-to-face interactions. So
okay. And you have, because you have stated, you know, the keyboard courage, but about those individuals who are like, I feel more comfortable talking to you this way because if I'm not looking at your face gestures, yeah, your body language, things of that nature, that person who really is like, you know, I don't have any pickup lines, I can't swoop in on Miss Benita and say, you've been running through my mind all day, and she's still by, whereas I may have had a chance if she would have thrown a little profile and I get a hi.
Miss Rosendale, if you can't look me in my eyes and have a conversation with me, you are not the man for me. So,
they open the barbershop, you know, and then we can meet, you know. But let's talk, you know, I can build, like you said, my courage up. So when it's face-to-face, maybe we have invested something in each other, I won't get the hope.
Well, can I jump in? I just want to say, Ms. B, I'm on your team because you're on my team.
You ain't on no team. Just carrying the team.
Tevin Campbell said it best. Can we talk?
Can talk on the internet.
Can I finish?
You can talk in person.
He said, can we talk? Girl,
that's
want to know your what? Yo, dang.
That's a bad
quote. He said, can we talk for a moment? Girl, I just want to know your name.
And you can do it on the internet. Tell him. You see, thinking again. And he can't be on my debate team.
And another thing, the reason why Mr. Telephone Man, as a new addition said, Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with your line. You know.
No, I know.
Maybe you ain't paying the phone bill, Ms. Benita. I'm just saying.
I can do old school.
We got some more comments.
We have some positive. It's not as bad. And even with that, as I shared with the fearless leader before, and Benita saying that the deck is stacked.
The deck is stacked.
I would like to know that if it's so
stacked.
Yes, if it's so stacked, why do we have internet dating at all? Why is it booming like this? Because I don't believe that people support and invest their time and energy in things they just don't need. So there has to be a need for it.
Are you asking me to finish here? Or are you asking me?
I'm asking both. Because you haven't been able to give me an answer yet.
Okay.
So if it's not broke, right?
Okay.
You know, if it ain't broke, so it had to be broken.
Well, Miss Benita, take a chill pill for 5 seconds. Let me answer her crazy, ridiculous question. And that is the reason why online dating is so successful. Like I said in my opening statement, you didn't give an opening statement. I don't know if that was an opening statement. It felt like you was really trying to give a closing statement. But I'll let you have that. But anyway, I do. Can I finish?
Okay.
So,
I said
in the beginning, in the very beginning, that the reason why that we have 41 million, you do your research, 41 million Americans do online dating. I believe the reason why, it goes back to my opening statement. It's called instant. People want instant coffee. It's the gratification.
Again, but if it's not broke, there's something wrong with instant coffee.
They want to get up there, Miss Rally Girl. They want to type in, I want a blonde girl with blue eyes, curvy,
so it's
all that. Yes.
So you're telling me they should be done with the instant shopping too, right?
Because
there's something wrong with that. So if you're going to be old school, be it all the way. So don't get off my Amazon since we have a problem with instant. And it's not about instant. And then when you said I didn't do my research, did you do yours?
I did.
Because you came to me and you said you feel instant. So that's an emotion. That's you. That's not other individuals talking. It's people there.
Wow.
Because why? People are caught up on games. People are caught up on appearance. So this allows me to sit down and I can weed out 50 people in 2 minutes versus me going to Walmart, okay, and interacting with those who, no. Then you have some people who are so aggressive, you don't give them their number, your number, you don't know if you're making it to the cop.
Okay?
Then women feel me because they know you get the backlash when you say no.
Okay?
So I'm a little confused with that one, with instant. You can shop. Yes, it's like being on the internet. You know what you're attracted to. So it's boom, 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 I'm attracted to you. It's sorted out where if I want to be, if I am interested in being married, I go to this room. If I'm interested, as I said before, in my opening, closing, whatever thing you like, if I want a Netflix and chill team, I'm in this room, okay?
Okay.
So, I am where I need to be. Serious buyers only,
okay?
I'm already in this room. People know I'm ready to date. It's quick. It cuts out the filters. I know your profile.
Okay.
If I don't want cats, I ain't got to go on 5 dates with you to find out if you got little pebbles in your house.
Okay.
I know immediately.
Okay.
So is that instant?
Yes.
Is that from your research? Is that all?
I wasn't done up really well. I just want to find out.
I got the fearless leader bacon over here.
You
pulled out phone notebooks.
I'm just saying.
He's loading up computer.
I'm ready.
Send him in some information to help him.
What I'm about to do for you, Miss Really World, because your closing and your opening and your middle arguments are all off tilter, okay? Let me get you back on track.
Tilter me,
you're falling off the track. I got to put you back on track.
Oh, I have to look that up.
Yes, tilter.
I'm not
familiar. Tilter, yes.
Tilter.
Yes, tilter, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to break out Western a minute for you.
Okay.
Because you need to get, that's what my research says.
Okay, come with
you. All right. So, if you did your research, thank you, Ms. Benita, for staying online with us.
For entertaining this foolish.
But what I got to say is, I'm going to take you down. I'm not going to take you down memory lane. I'm going to take you down factual lane. Facts.
Bring it.
Facts.
Please, don't bluff. Come
facts.
On. Come on.
Okay.
This is an essay class.
Okay.
The data.
Okay. Facts. People back in the day when it came to old school.
But you are old school. Why are you?
I know I'm old school.
So you had to research this?
No, I need to research this.
But you did. Oh, okay. Come on, read it.
Hey, I wish I had.
Come on.
You know what, Miss Vinnie? You're going to be the judge next time because she need to do things like abstain, all that objection. But anyway, okay, so what I was saying was, back in the day, old school, this is me, people put forth more effort because of lack of opportunity as compared to today, okay? So what I'm saying is...
What they said, and you're sharing.
That's fact. That comes from HawksandPost.com.
Okay, no,
check,
I was just saying,
check the scoreboard. Check the scoreboard.
Give them their credit.
Yes, Hawks and Post.
Their credit. Okay.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that they put forth more of effort. You don't have to put forth your effort on online dating. You get up there, you do your little GJ thing.
Okay, I don't have to set time aside to sit down and converse with you.
You can do your little profile.
What is the difference? Tell me, what is the difference?
It requires
when I am internet dating,
yes.
I have to sit down
yes.
and I have to share things that can be screenshot, things that can be forwarded in an email, things of that nature. Okay?
And things that can be forwarded.
I agree, but as well, when the representative shows up in person, that's not always who they are either. I have been in situations with the person who has shown up is not who they appear to be over the phone before the date, because I'm a firm believer you better screen them before you meet them, okay? So you screen them over the phone, and then you sit in front of Dexter.
Who's Dexter?
Who's sitting there, the fake person? Because I was talking to Daryl, but Dexter showed up, okay?
Oh, the representative.
Daryl, the one who told me on the phone that he working at an illuminating company, and he 35 and ain't got no kids, and he, you know, own a boat down there in the yacht. But then when I come to the dinner, Dexter then rolled up, and he done left his wallet in the Uber car. Who is that? Okay?
Ooh.
So the representatives can come both ways. I think we all would agree that we have been bamboozled in person, and it can happen online. What I am saying is online dating has its benefits.
Okay.
For those
who
want to talk to a person and not have to deal with, again, those facial expressions, even then, it takes money to date. Okay.
It does.
It takes a coin.
Is that fact?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just asking. I
disagree.
You didn't quote.
Well, what's the date to you?
You didn't quote no Huffington Post.
You said it takes more effort, right?
Huh?
So it takes more effort, right? Isn't that what you read? Isn't that what the whole
.com
said? It takes more effort, right?
Yeah.
And what does that look like? What does that look like?
Going out.
Well, is that not what I'm saying? So when you go out, is that not expensive? Thank you, fearless leader, again, for helping my point.
I object.
Thank yourself, because that's exactly what you're doing. Okay?
It takes
more time. It takes more energy. Yes, you invest more. You are invested, and you put in a lot more to get to know that person.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
So I think, I don't know, fearless leader. I don't know if you put some money into some dates, into some alleys with a person, and then you look back and find out she wasn't for me.
Okay.
Here, yes, there's a sacrifice. There's time, because I could be talking to somebody else, but I'm sitting here talking to you.
Okay.
I could be exercising. I could be out with family and friends, but I'm using my time to talk
to you.
And that's one thing that I do value most.
It's your
time. You do not get that back.
Yes.
So I would argue and can argue that the same time is given. It's just in another form.
Okay. Ms. Benita, would you like to chime in?
Help
them. You guys are giving me life tonight. I've been in this house. But, you know, I think there's a lot of passion coming across the airwaves tonight about, you know, there's something out there for everybody. I mean, online dating for some, face-to-face dating for others. There is no right or wrong way. We all have our preferences, tall, short, fat, skinny. And so it's just a matter of preference. And I think that it's reasonable to share, you know, why you choose your preference. And I agree, there are pros and cons on both ends. But I still have to say I'm team face-to-face. I have heard way too many stories. And I have to admit, I've tried online dating. And I've had some interesting experiences, and I just decided that it was just not for me.
I'm over
here looking at Miss Thomas. Miss Valley Val responded back to you.
Okay.
She responded. She said, you know what? You're right. But, hey, she agreed with you. She gave the thumbs up. That's all I got to say.
And what did Miss Valerie say?
When you said that,
share the comment.
Okay.
As far as Miss Valerie feeling as if.
Okay, so Miss Valerie.
Resources were limited.
Yes, she said.
She's 50 years old.
Yes.
And dating looks different for her.
Because it's somewhat limited.
So with that, Benita, what do you say about that? Old school dating requires you to date face to face. And that extra effort.
Right.
There are individuals who feel like I'm 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old. My resources are few. What is your response to that?
I don't have a response to that because dating is all about compatibility. Actually, I do have a response. Dating is all about compatibility. So if you can't
yes.
meet me where I am, then we're not meeting. And that, you know, it's not, I'm not being harsh or, you know, or attempting to make it difficult or hard, but
if we don't have anything in common,
we can't find our common ground, then we don't have anything. I don't need a pen pal. I did that in the military. You know, I don't need a pen pal.
Yeah. Do you feel that when you're dating, dating for individuals who are older, do you feel that they're just certain activities or things they cannot do because they hit that age bracket? Do you feel like it's harder, or do you think it's harder for individuals as they age for dating and internet or whatnot makes
oh,
it better?
Oh, definitely.
Or
do you
just saying we're fearful of we're old or it's going to be a lot?
Well, the older you get, I do believe that we become more settled as we start to work through our mature ages. And you kind of like what you like, and you have a higher level of self-awareness. And so it's adding to the comment that you shared earlier where you said a woman can go in the room and she'll say number three, number five, you know, we're okay,
yes.
but, you know, everybody else have a seat. The older you get, the faster you can do that. And so
yes.
I don't see it. I just can't find any terrible side of this. You know, it is just simply a matter of preference.
I don't think it takes
a lot of money. We can meet at the park. In fact, you know,
I prefer
that you don't spend any money. Let's meet at a park and have a conversation.
Hello.
Let's see if you can complete a sentence without autocorrect.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, hey,
back, please.
Yeah, whatever. But since you done set up here, Ms. Really Well, and I was trying to turn my starter on my team to go to your team.
It is not about being you.
I'm going to go
it's
back.
Just as
no, it's perspective.
The
it's
preference.
Perspective.
They're told to vote. But seriously,
but
if
today,
you came out blazing and told discrediting team internet. You bashed it, and I was just sharing that there are some benefits to
okay.
it because there are pros to time and cons to both.
Okay, so this is what I say about that. This is my remote note. When it comes to old-fashioned dating, you get to know the woman right away in an informal setting. You can tell right away if there's any chemistry.
But you can't tell that.
You can't tell that I'm going to go online dating.
I can't tell.
People are like, hey, baby, my name is.
Online.
My name is. I mean, they online, they talking about, hey, baby, what you got?
And so you will know immediately if you're attracted to that person or not.
You can't feel chemistry.
You don't need to feel foolishness.
You can't feel chemistry on online dating. You can't feel that. Can you?
When you're online,
yes,
and I don't know,
okay.
I have not tried internet dating, but I don't think that it's impossible for me to sit and scroll through people and see, oh, this person is attractive to the eye, because the first thing is you have to be attracted, and then I read your profile, and we are compatible in ways where we might be animal lovers. We like to travel.
Okay.
We enjoy Italian food.
Okay.
So now I see, this might work.
So then
it's attraction, compatibility,
okay.
and now let's get that conversation going.
Okay.
So I cannot get to know a person. I cannot go feeling to a person over the internet. Don't we have something called a phone where a simple text to a person can brighten their day? A simple text word to a person can change their entire mood?
Okay.
Whether it be happy, sad.
Can I ask?
Please, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to jump in here. Okay, we have 4 minutes left. What I got to say about that, you see the person's picture of Ms. Benita, you see the picture of Ms. Rally Rail. To the eye, the guy looks attractive. You're sitting there chatting on the line, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. You meet him at a restaurant. And then when he sits down, and when he opens his mouth, he misses 3 teeth in the front.
But then
he goes on to say, you be like, you know, what's your occupation? What's your occupation, Steve? Just ask.
But you should know that because his profile is everything is on there. Both can be deceptive. That's
true.
What we're missing.
True.
I have met individuals face to face,
right?
In settings that is informal at Walmart, at a family gathering, and they brought a friend.
Okay.
And that person was one way today,
okay,
and then you get in another setting,
okay,
and then that person who seems like a gentleman then,
okay,
may be everything but the next time. So side effects come out whether you're internet dating,
okay,
or whether, you know, it's face to face. It's going to happen.
So what if you get to the dining table? He opens his mouth, he misses 3 teeth. But his clothes is all uncoordinated, whack.
You don't have to go that far to extreme. That can be the same with face to face.
But you said chemistry, Shira. I asked you chemistry.
But how would I know that? Like, in general, you're saying this face to face.
I don't think you get chemistry online.
Okay, online.
Yes.
If that person posted another picture, that's a whole other conversation. But that's the thing.
Okay.
You're saying if that person online,
yes,
the same person who came to dinner, then we've had conversation online. Now the time is to sit down because we have some things in common. The foundation is there. Now it's time to see, do we have the chemistry?
It's
a process, but you can't, if I don't see you, I can die. I think we keep thinking where we just are typing things, and there isn't a person sitting across from you.
Okay.
There's Skype. You can feel chemistry that way. We just, again, watched a show recently where individuals simply were engaged and found love through a wall where they never saw each other for about 15 days. They dated through a wall. So it is possible to feel chemistry.
Possible but not factual.
There were eight couples, 4 are now married.
Okay.
So that's a 50% chance, which means it can happen.
There's a possibility.
But you just said it wasn't. I think the spirit is now. I don't think he's cooked.
All right. So, Ms. Rally Rail, we got about a minute and 8 seconds. I'm going to let you close with the 42 seconds. You want to say anything, Mrs. Benita?
Well, I'll leave you guys with a quote that I saw on a meme earlier this week, and the quote says, "Women fall in love with what they hear, and men fall in love with what they see. That's why women wear makeup and men lie."
Woo! You better say that.
Woo!
You better say it. That's right.
I don't even know what to say after that comment. All I can say is,
I know your honesty, look, you're going to roll with a lie.
Thank you very much for tuning in. The Real Talk Live 216, where we talk about real issues, real people, real talk.
Ready, round back.
We love you guys. Love you, Miss Benita. We got to get out of here. We're going to do a part 2
because
I felt like the Fearless Leader can get what he needed to get off today.
You got
to
stay ready.
But it's all right.
Ready, round, in the ring.
Just know I'm coming back stronger than ever. You better believe it. I'm out here, 216. I'll see you soon.
Bye, guys. Bye, Benita.
Bye.
Burn them.